if you talk to certain residents, there are residents in our group, LaSalle Residents Against Rats. They're literally all over. There's even some downtown as well. Now, downtown has their own set of issues that, you know, we're not going to go into, but as far as LaSalle is concerned, we are on Niagara Falls Boulevard. We do have businesses and we have traffic. I understand that. And there's going to be some pesky rats here or there, but the degree and the magnitude of them is at an abnormal rate. If you're in our group, LaSalle Residents Against Rats, you'll see people posting, like Rose has posted, rats just running through her backyard during the day. They have no regard for humans anymore because they've created this as their territory. Now, when you ship garbage from New York City to Niagara Falls, those garbage bags sit on a train track. If you can go over toward 56th Street, but to see the train track, you would have to cross over. So you're going down Niagara Falls Boulevard, and then you're gonna see Meridian Rug on your left-hand side. Do you know what I'm talking about, where all the factories are? You would actually have to walk up there because you can't tell that those train tracks are there. So those bags of garbage sit on those train tracks until somebody picks them up and incinerates them. Now, for you to tell me, as the Niagara County Health Department, that you have inspected this and that there's no cause, are you inspecting at night? Are you checking because they are nocturnal? Are you going in and you're watching them take those bags and you're making sure there's no holes? How are you inspecting them? Is it just a general 5-point, oh, we've inspected? Or are you literally going out at night, checking things, making sure that these rats are contained? Because they are in the bags. I lived and worked in New York City. I've seen New York City rats. They don't just say, oh, well, those bags are going to Niagara Falls, let's not jump in them. They want food. They're going to continue to follow the source. You bring one rat here on a bag, they get out, now they multiply, and now they're infiltrating the area. Are there neighbors or businesses that are unsavory? Yes. Yes, they're going to attract those rats to those areas. But please don't insult our intelligence to make us believe that neighborhoods such as this are attracting those rats because they're not taking care of their property. I live right off of the boulevard, right next to businesses that don't take care of their property. We have gone to the city. They have sent Department of Works down only after my dog died, because my dog suffered from leptospirosis contamination, which is, and I get very choked up, it's a bacterial infection that is deadly to animals. The way that your animal can contract it is if the infected rat scatters through your backyard and urinates in a warm ground, that urine actually sits there for months and months and months. The only thing that can kill it is cold frost. Well, my poor Fiona, which was an 11 and a half year old poodle, it was beautiful last Christmas. We had people over, the doors were open, we were in and out. She must have stepped in a puddle. It must have been in the soil, we didn't realize. 1 week later, she's dead. It was traumatic to find out that my poodle, my house poodle, who doesn't need a leptospirosis vaccine, has contracted a rodent leptospirosis. I was mortified when I went to the emergency vets on New Year's Day and was told, well, you should have vaccinated her from this. Well, I wasn't in a high risk area. If you know anything about vaccines, dogs are only vaccinated with a leptospirosis vaccine if they're in a high risk area, or if you take that dog into woods or areas that would have raccoon, deer, or rats that carry this particular disease. It took me about a month. I went to the city. I finally gathered enough, you know, courage to go down there, and they took me seriously and had a meeting with Mayor Restaino, Department of Public Works, the head. There was a few other people in the meeting. I was reassured that they were going to try to help me and maybe clean up some of the areas of concern that are around me, which are some of the businesses. I will say that the Department of Public Works did follow through on that. Unfortunately, though, I was told if I were to gather so many signatures that the mayor would be able to go to Albany and confront them about the Covanta plant and see about getting it investigated outside of the Niagara County Health Department. I did that along with other residents. We gathered maybe over 200, 250 signatures, handed them in, have not heard much. Then I think it was in May, I saw on the rat group, there was a questionnaire put out within this area of, do you see rats? Are you encountering rats? And I thought, gee, why are they getting a questionnaire? Well, I'm the one who suffered from my dog dying. I've had meetings. How come no one's been on my block or talked to anybody else? Well, it came to my attention. The reason that letter came out was because Legislator McKimmy was hearing from his constituents, and also because it was his area of interest, because he lives around this area, that letter went out. When I called him, it was a very interesting conversation because he felt one way about the situation, I felt another way about the situation. He said that I should call my own legislator and talk to him, which I did, which I called Chris Bascio, and he was very receptive because Chris Bascio has actually been fighting against the Covanta plant for quite some time. He was more than receptive to my conversation. He decided to get together with McKimmy, the city, and the county to devise some sort of plan to see what we can do. Per my knowledge, they got together, this meeting happened, and now we're coming up to this meeting at the LaSalle Library, which I'm very happy that we're going to have this meeting, but this meeting is not to scold residents. This meeting is to have a meeting of the minds. There are several contributing factors, but the main one being, what is Covanta? What are they hiding with Covanta? Why are we as a city allowing New York City to bring their garbage here? We have enough garbage. It's unnecessary. If this is bringing in jobs to the city, I understand their plights. I get it in this economy, but unfortunately, this is now a health hazard because leptospirosis is zoonotic. If you have a child and they're in your backyard and they're eating dirt or they ingest some of that contaminated soil, they could potentially die. It's very serious. And for the Niagara County Health Department to not call me at this point yet to even speak to me is quite troubling. So I'm just, that's the story so far. I think personally, if they're going there during the day and looking, they're not going to see anything. It's going to look clean. They need to go at different times of the day. They need to put out a public report that they're actually actively investigating it and what their findings are. Now, when this first became a big deal in 2013, Covanta paid Orkin and paid for 2 years, I believe, to get rid of the rats, because why would a company pay for something if they aren't liable? If they can prove that they're not liable, there should be no reason they should spend $150,000 or whatever a company of that magnitude would have to pay for Orkin services. That doesn't make sense to me. So I've not seen concrete proof. If Covanta is not the source, then what's the source? Have they grown so rampant? And if they have grown so rampant, why haven't we stopped it? What is the city actively doing to, if Covanta is not the source, how are we pinpointing where they're coming from and how do we stop it?
So the city, well, McKimmy, another point he was mentioning before too, is that the city is essentially telling people to take personal matters for themselves. So, you know, clearing up any garbage, if there's any brush, for them to get rid of that. But it seems to be that they're kind of making this to be the residents' problems to handle rather than trying to address it themselves. What do you think about that? Do you think that's about accurate?
I would say, as someone who is supposed to represent his constituents and his community, he should not be laying this on the residents. Because as you can see, the property that you're visiting today is very well kept. And to tell someone to continue to clean up brush is insulting. And I don't find it to be helpful. And I think he is passing the buck, because what does he know that we don't know? It's his community. Why would you? I get it. Niagara Falls has its issues, and that is why bringing in everybody to talk about code enforcement, changing some code enforcements, dumpsters in the areas, shopping carts, give DPW more teeth, so when they go out there and they try to code these people, that there is some teeth behind it. And I feel like his reaction to that is very frustrating to me. It's just very frustrating to me.
As far as personal measures that you've taken for your own property. Let's talk about a little about that. What have you done to try to mitigate this problem, at least on your own property?
So our property is very well kept. It is my parents' home. They own it. My father owns a construction company. We have basically covered every hole in our garage, taken out all of our grass and what is the food that you the flower food. We've removed all of that. We've actually had to hire a company to come in and trap the rats. I want to grab the name of the actual company for you, because he has been doing a great job and he can actually give you an accurate count of how many rats he has caught on our property. Oh my goodness. Well, you have to forgive me. I have to go into my email. Western New York Wildlife and Inclusion, Nicholas Granary owns the company. He has set multiple traps around our house, and he comes almost every week to every 2 weeks. And if not every week to every 2 weeks, there's at least 1 to 2 rats that are found in those traps. Now, being that we have animals, you cannot have poison, because those animals, like say a bird, could pick the poison up, bring it into another person's yard, and it could be very damaging to someone's pet. We keep our property clean. We keep our garbage lids closed. We're myself and my father, and actually I need to go out today, we go out and we pick up the garbage from our house all the way up to the boulevard because it's so bad. We have motels, we have certain fast food chains near us. They don't want to clean up their property. They've been cited by Department of Public Works. I believe some of them were taken to court over it. Right now we have shopping carts at the end of our street that people are just dumping garbage in. So these are some of the things that, like, I can't go and police every single shopping cart on my street, but I'm doing what I can to keep the garbage away from my property. Picking up dog poop too. Everyone has to pick up their dog poop. Yes, it is exhausting because, you know, I was just out there a week ago and now there's trash again out there, and I get frustrated and I can't help, but every time I pull in and out of my street, I have to see it. So, yeah.
Is there anything else, maybe a main takeaway that you would want people to know about the situation, or maybe even something else that wasn't talked about that you feel is important?
I just feel that it is important for residents to get out of their Facebook groups and come and physically make a presence at these meetings and talk about their experiences. It's one thing for me to harp on it. It's another when there's 10, 15, 20 different people with the same experiences that are trying to convey a message that we have called the city, we have called the health department. This has been going on since 2013. Don't give up and please continue the fight, because it's not stopping. The rats are continuing. So it's best for us to continue to be active and no longer complain online, but to be active in person as well.